With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Leonard Mosley has written nearly 30 books, including biographies of such figures as Lindbergh, Dulles, and Walt Disney. If his biographies have something in common, it is because Leonard Mosley writes of flawed heroes.
I cannot bear the idea that a hero is perfect. I don't believe it.
In his biography, Disney's World, Leonard Mosley says that Walt Disney was a father figure to his employees, even though he mistreated and underpaid them.
If they had money troubles, come to me. I'll bail you out. If your wife is sick, I'll send her to the hospital. Send the bills to me.
Walt Disney's paternalism was finally crushed by a union movement and a bitter strike. Mosley says that Walt Disney had little interest in women, feeling that they belonged to the kitchen and the bedroom. Women at the Disney studio were never promoted. Mosley says that Disney was beloved by a public which was unaware that he was hated by those who worked with him.
They didn't hate him because he was not a great man. They hated him because he was an egotistic man, a driving man. He would sacrifice everything to get on the screen what he wanted to get onto the screen.
Leonard Mosley says that Walt Disney may have been a tyrant, but he was also a brilliant creator whose Mickey Mouse changed the fortunes of the struggling Disney studio in the 1920s.
Mickey Mouse was originally drawn by Walt in his own image. He looked in the mirror and he saw himself with his pointed nose and his little trim moustache, whiskers out here, and his fallible chin.
Leonard Mosley's even-handed biography, Disney's World, shows human failings in the legendary animator, but also his vision and his genius. Published by Stein and Day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Leonard Mosley set out to write a biography of the late Walt Disney, he received little cooperation from the surviving members of the Disney family. The Disney studio wasn't happy with the project either.
From the start, they tried to discourage me. They don't want an honest, independent biography. They don't want their great hero, Uncle Walt, to be sullied by the fact that he had to go to the bathroom sometimes and he had warts on his face sometimes and sometimes he had a sore throat.
The Disney studio opened its archives to Leonard Mosley but warned it would not allow the publication of any Disney photographs if the book turned out to be critical.
I decided I needed the photographs, but I would not allow my text to be examined by them.
So the Disney studio backed off, and Mosley's biography has 26 pages of photographs. Walt Disney chain-smoked his way to lung cancer and died in 1966 on his 65th birthday. Leonard Mosley says his death was not announced until hours later, after he had already been cremated. There was no funeral. Mosley speculates that Walt Disney, who was fascinated by a process known as cryonics, may have been frozen after his death and is being kept on ice until such time that medical science can revive him.
This is indicative of the character of the man, that he was willing to take a chance and say, maybe I can come back.
If so, there's not much doubt future generations could use Walt Disney. Leonard Mosley is the author of Disney's World, published by Stein and Day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Leonard Mosley has written a string of successful books, many of them biographies. His latest is Disney's World, a well-balanced biography of Walt Disney. Born in England and now an American citizen, Leonard Mosley has had a love affair with his adopted nation since the early 1930s when he arrived at the age of 17. One of the great experiences of his life was working for $15 a week as assistant stage manager at Minsky's 42nd Street Burlesque Theater in New York.
I formed two great friendships of my life with Gypsy Rose Lee, with Anne Carrillo.
Gypsy Rose Lee is dead, but Leonard Mosley is still friends with the legendary stripper Anne Carrillo.
Anne Carrillo was one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. She had the most beautiful body, and I've since admired the female body particularly.
Sometimes the strippers at Minsky's would perform while the audience, dubbed epileptics, would die in their seats. But Leonard Mosley says Anne Carrillo had a way of waking them up.
She had a lovely mink coat which one of her admirers had bought her. And when things got flat, she would get up on the stage and she would walk across the stage and just open her coat like that. She had nothing on underneath. And the epileptics all revived, and the audience went on, and the candy butchers and everything, so like man.
In the 1930s, Leonard Mosley drove across America in a Model A Ford, and reaching a small town, would knock on a door, asking the family for shelter for the night.
I would share their evening meal. I would have breakfast with them. I would offer the pay, and they, almost invariably they refused it. And not only that, but a son or somebody had crept out during the night, looked over my car, and tuned it up.
Leonard Mosley went on to become a foreign correspondent and the author of nearly 30 books. He lives on Captiva Island off the Florida coast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.